Hi, this is Anna Welly, and this lesson is on how to create a new habit. This is a very key tool that you can use in this course and anywhere in your life on how to create a new habit, using changing behavior to reach your goals and basically structuring yourself to set up yourself for success. So you want to be very proactive and smart in setting yourself up for success to reach your big goals by just zooming in and knowing exactly what small action steps are needed to get there to your big goals. And we're going to use this tool created by the behavior changing scientist James Clear. And he has this very simple, strong template that shows us how to create a new habit to really focus in on these small little changeable steps that bring us to our goals in the long run. James Clear tells us there are three basic steps to structuring a new habit. Number one, you want to make the habit very clear and specific. Number two, you want to make the habit easy. And then number three, you want to set a trigger, reminder, or cue. So number one, the habit is very clear and specific. You want to be very clear on exactly what your new habit is. So it's something that will be so specific that you know exactly what you're going to do and what the behavior is to repeat it every single day and focus on that repetition and consistency. Number two, you want to make it easy. So your habit needs to be so easy that you actually want to do it. When it's easy enough that you can do it, you'll succeed in doing the habit. If you don't make it easy enough to do on a regular basis, you won't do it, and you'll set yourself up to fail, basically. So you want to set yourself up for success and make it a habit that you want to do and you can repeat. And this is the same as using the Kaizen theory. Your habit's easy, it's fun, the Shakti is going there, your energy is just naturally pulsating towards, you know, making this something that you can do, you want to do it. It sounds exciting, it sounds fun, it sounds doable. And then number three is setting a trigger or reminder. The trigger is the cue to start the new habit. It's the cue, the bell that tells you, and it's very clear and specific that that tells you that's the time to do your new habit. So there are five basic triggers or reminders that we can use. Number one is a specific time. Number two is a specific place. Number three is a prior action. Number four is another person. And number five is an emotion or a feeling state. The more concrete, clear, or regular that your reminder or your trigger is, the stronger your anchor is to that habit that you're creating. So an example would be that every single day you're going to get out of bed without fail. That's something that happens every single day. So if you use that as a trigger or a reminder to your new habit, it's very likely that you're going to do that habit every single day because you know that it's going to happen. And the trigger that you use or that you choose to use will most likely be the most natural trigger or thing related to the new habit that you want to practice. And again, the more regular the trigger is, the easier it will be to make that practice happen regularly. So an example of each one. A specific time would be having an alarm go off or just a specific time during the day. So you could say every day at 6 p.m. I want to have dinner. So at 5:30 p.m. I might set an alarm and go into the kitchen and start cooking dinner. So that would be a specific time. 5:30, the specific habit would be walk into the kitchen and start preparing dinner. And we could consider that easy enough or doable enough. A specific place is somewhere that you're just reminded by when you go into that place or that scene, then you're cued into the habit. So a specific place might be when you walk into the kitchen. So one example I have of that is in the morning time, after I brush my teeth and do all that stuff in the morning, when I walk from my bedroom into the kitchen, I have a glass of water sitting there. And so when I walk into the kitchen, I'm reminded, oh, it's time to drink my glass of water and just flush through my channels. A prior action would be something just a preceding habit or a preceding action that immediately preceded the new habit you want to do. So an example could be scraping your tongue. It's you brush your teeth, and that's a basic habit that you do every single day. It's a strong anchor to then trigger yourself to scrape your tongue afterwards. So scraping the tongue is the new habit. It's small, specific, and doable, and it's triggered by the prior action of brushing your teeth. Another trigger is, number four, is another person. So this other person can remind you to do something new. So one example could be, Kate gives this example, is she, instead of her husband asking her if she wants to watch a movie, she asked him to say, "Do you want to go to bed early and read a book?" And so he's giving the reminder or the trigger to get ready for bed and read a book. Another example might be if you have maybe like a kid or a family member or just a roommate, that anytime you see them, you take a deep breath and really relax into the present moment to be very present with them in their company. And so that would be the new habit, would be a deep breath and relax into presence. And the other person is the trigger or the reminder. And then the last trigger that we use is an emotion or a feeling state. And so an easy example of that would be many, if they feel stressed or bored, there's a certain emotion coming up, then their habit would be to eat something, to have something sweet or salty. And so instead, the new trigger could be, if you feel something, some emotion coming up, could be take 10 deep breaths. Would be the new habit. Other examples that I could say would just be how the habits can stack upon each other with the different triggers. So for me, I have in my evening routine, at 9 p.m., I have an alarm go off on my phone. So that 9 p.m. alarm is a very specific trigger of a specific time. Then I stop whatever I'm doing and I go into my bathroom and take a shower. That's a specific habit of just taking a shower. After I finish my shower, I do a self-massage. And so the shower is the prior action trigger that cues me to do my oil massage. Then I put on my pajamas and get into bed, which is another prior action that leads into the habit of getting into bed and going to sleep. In the morning when I wake up, I set my intentions for the day and just say a prayer to help me live into alignment with my heart and my soul. And so waking up is that prior action, and it's something that happens every single day without fail. So it's a very concrete habit that reminds me to into this prayer, this habit of setting my intentions and living into my heart and my soul, my deeper intentions. So after I do that habit, I get up out of bed, I go pee, I scrape my tongue, brush my teeth, wash my face, and then I go and get dressed. All of these habits are queued up by that previous action, by that immediately preceding action. Those are the triggers. So it's like scrape my tongue, cues me then to brush my teeth. If I brush my teeth, cues me to wash my face. After that, I'm queued up to go and get dressed. Then I walk into my kitchen, and that's when I have that glass of water sitting on my countertop that I already did the night before. And set up for myself. So that's the specific place that triggers me to drink that water and basically flush out my channels and flush out my systems. So you can see how these kind of stack up upon each other and also kind of like zip together into a series of habits. So let's say that you want to start a new habit that will help you feel less stressed out and more relaxed and maybe loving or easeful. So say you get home from work and you usually feel kind of stressed out from the day at work and traffic and driving home, and you feel rushed that you have to make dinner and clean the house and do a bunch of things in the house and take care of things and whatever and whatever. So you're kind of hyped up and stressed out and frustrated, and you might just be carrying some of the residual energy that built up throughout the day, the small little stresses that we all face. So if you wanted to create a new habit and shift your energy and just move into a more easeful, centered, grounded place, You could say that when you get home from work, immediately after you walk in the door and take off your shoes, you go straight to your meditation pillow. Then you sit on your meditation pillow for 3 minutes and just relax in silence. So this is a very clear and specific habit of just sitting on your meditation pillow and relaxing in silence. It's easy enough to do every day. It's something small, 3 minutes, so it's very doable. And then it has that specific trigger or reminder of when you walk in the door. And it's also an emotional trigger, that's a time when you feel stressed or overloaded and you just want to release those emotions and move into the present moment. So that's something that could be really good, especially if you otherwise would get home from work and you're stressed out and you start eating a bag of chips or like snacking on things before dinner. Instead, you shift that emotional state, you shift that from that trigger of sitting with that trigger and then sit on the meditation pillow to move into a place of easefulness. Another example I have with this emotional trigger is a client that I had that she was coming, a lot of stuff was coming up through her healing process, a lot of sadness and guilt and frustration and things like that, and just a lot of deep emotions. So we decided that she needed to have a new habit that would support her in moving through these emotions and also kind of releasing the emotions to come into a place of more lightheartedness and easefulness. So she decided that going out into nature was going to be her new habit. And specifically, she just wanted to go outside and go for a 10 or 15 minute walk to kind of help her release these emotions and just shift her emotional and energetic state. So her trigger, she decided, was that when her husband left for work, she would also put on her shoes and then step outside the door when he was going outside the door. And so that's a perfect example of how another person can be used as your cue or your trigger to get something done or structure that new habit that you want to do. Another example of an emotional trigger is if you feel tired after dinner. A kind of commonplace habit would be go sit on the couch and watch TV and kind of check out and just get like absorbed into the TV show. But basically, the idea is that you want to create a new habit that you want to add into your life by making the habit very clear and specific, so you know exactly what it is you're going to do, and you want to make it easy and doable so that you can repeat it every single day, and then have a very clear trigger or reminder that sets you up to do the habit. So once you have that all set up for yourself, you have built the structure to support you in this new change, and you can focus on the practice itself and creating that consistency with repetition of the habit. So you're just architecting your behavior change, focusing on the practice, and slowly reaching your goals over time. So those are the basics for how to create a habit. And if you have any questions, just post them on the forum and we'll discuss in the future. Thanks.